Hello everyone and welcome to the Beauty Download. For those who are new here, we are your hosts, Faye and Danny, two beauty professionals who are here just for some moral support and to help guide you through some daily dilemmas that we all experience in the beauty industry.
We just want to start off by saying a massive thank you. We can't believe it.
We're like so shocked.
Honestly, I was like, all the messages coming through.
The response you guys have given us has been...
just unreal.
Lovely.
So, massive, massive thank you.
Honestly, it's been amazing. So anyway, enough about us. Let's get into today's podcast. Today we are joined by the incredible Isabel May Nails, creator of the brand Nail Lux and proud mama to her fur baby Beatrice. Not only has Isabel got 183,000 followers on Instagram,
massive following.
But she has also built an incredible community of over 1,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Jesus.
Now, I don't know about you, Dan, but the world of YouTube scares the absolute shit out
Mate,
of me.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Clueless. So today we're going to be talking about becoming confident in the nail industry and how to really put yourself out there on social media.
So is.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Thank you for being here first.
Yes. Thank you for inviting me. I'm
and,
so honest.
Well, let's just get to it. Come on, Iz. Tell us. Well, tell our viewers. Tell us about yourself.
Okay. Hey, I'm Izzy. Most people know me as Isabel, but please call me Izzy or Iz. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Love it.
Yeah, I'm a nail tech. Come business. Startup.
Entrepreneur.
Don't really know what the terminology is, but yeah.
I'll take that.
Got a fur baby at Beatrice. Yeah, just winging it alive, like we were talking about earlier. Winging it.
So you've brought out this incredible nail brush brand, Nail Lux, but it's almost more than that now. You're coming out with the chrome palettes, you've got everything. Yes. So how did that all start? Where did the idea come from?
Gosh, I think it started ages ago, to be honest. Like when I started YouTube and Instagram and sharing all these products and techniques and stuff that I myself was learning as I was going and just sharing and documenting it. I then, through doing all that, through testing and trialing different brands, products, I kind of started to create a little mental list in my
head of the
things that I felt like I needed in my kit that just weren't
like
I just never thought anything of it. Just in my that would be cool if brushes were hexagonal, or like that would be really cool if a thingy did that. And and then one day, kind of just got to the point where I was like, okay, why just do it? Like just
why
probably listening to a motivational book or something.
Yeah.
They were like, go on, do it.
You feel so hyped after.
Yeah, I can conquer the world.
I love that. Amazing. So obviously saying that, the idea come from you using other products and basically just building your own thing. Amazing.
So was because obviously the hexagonal design, it's like a pencil, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you, I think you said it was like to stop it rolling off the nail desk, which is something
the amount of times and you've got gel stuck to that brush. Dust stuck to that brush where you've dropped it on the floor and you're like,
So I'm like,
Oh my gosh, I'm so clumsy. So, I mean, to be honest, Nails Lux is probably really, really selfish because it's probably just solving problems that I have. Like, I'm clumsy. I knock brushes off the table. They roll off. So I needed to fix that problem.
But even the, it's like, is it silicone lids? Or they're like bendy
the little
lids.
Flexi lids.
And it stops the brush kind of being like.
Yeah, that was one of my pet hates when I had my brushes in my drawer and then I'd go in and the lids would come off and they'd have bent the bristles in half.
Oh my God.
So annoying.
I need a lid that stays on.
I'll tell you what the funniest thing is, and I haven't told you about this, but it's so funny. So my little lodge in my garden was built ages ago by my dad, and he's a builder, but it was a bit, the floor's not straight. And we put, when we were doing everything, I was like, Dad, my brushes are always rolling off. And we put a measurement, you know that little bubble room?
Yeah.
It's on a wonk. And I was like, oh my God, Dad, you call yourself a builder?
Do not be talking about your dad like that.
I know. Don't listen to this, Dad. But I was like, it's on a wonk. Now I've got your brushes. I'm like, don't worry, Dad. Absolutely fine.
We're stuck. I love that.
It was so funny though. So let's have a little chat about, have you got anything new coming out of Nail Lux? Like, what's the future for Nail Lux?
Yes, there's definitely new things coming out. As I said, it's definitely been a thing of creating things that I feel like I'm missing or that I'm just inspired to create. Yeah. And just creating, it started off with creating like mood boards of the vision of what I wanted it to be, and the brand values are really strong, because being I'm a customer, I am an LTech, yeah, I am that person. Yeah. So for me, there was such strong values. So there are definitely things in the works, things that I need to just bite my tongue about at the moment.
Try and get it out of her.
Yeah, I know.
We won't.
But there's something. I mean, there's clues, and I think people, if they really thought about it, they could figure it out. But
How exciting though.
God, it's like an Easter egg hunt. I know. Instagram, we're all gonna be there like
Easter egg hunt.
It's coming up to Easter, we're just thinking about chocolate.
Yeah.
Exactly. So when did you start your YouTube video, and like, did you ever think it'd actually get this big?
No, I started it right when I started Instagram. I started them both at the same time,
into the deep end.
Yeah, just right when I started being an LTech, just to document it.
Did it come second nature to you, or did you actually have to sort of research?
Back yourself.
Yeah, back yourself a little bit.
Initially, I didn't think anyone was watching, so I almost felt like I was talking to myself. So I think when I hit like 100 subscribers or whatever or something, it was like mind-blowing, 100, because I imagined 100 people in the room. And
that's
like,
what we said about the podcast.
My God. Imagine talking to a room of people, 200 people, whereas
it's nuts.
It's kind of like an invisible audience.
Yeah, we're like, oh, it's fine. And then we deeped it and we were like,
oh, shit.
They're real people.
That's a lot of people.
That's not just the number, it's nuts. And then recently I've just hit 100,000. You get a plaque for when you get so I'm waiting for that to arrive, but it's kind of really surreal.
Oh, wow.
Back then when I started, I had no even like goal, intention for it to be that.
The best way though.
And it's just really organically
grew.
Yeah, and I bet when you're like posting, you're not posting for an Instagram strategy to go with the algorithm. You were just posting when
I post
something.
When I want to, what I want to, when I feel creatively inspired, or when I'm trying something new and I feel like it would be helpful to someone else to see it and they might learn something.
Were you nervous when you kind of saw the numbers and you thought, oh God, there is an audience
for
now?
For sure. When I actually realised that they were real people and had that moment of, oh. It was kind of like, You kind of catch yourself in that, oh, am I sitting a certain way? Do I need to smile more?
Yeah.
Did I say the right thing? And you kind of put those pressures on yourself. But I think, you know, if you just don't just jump out of your comfort zone, you're just not going to do half the things.
Yeah.
I'm like the most, talking into a camera. I've asked to do a couple things. I think I've done a Navy Live once. My hand was like this.
It's like she had about 10 coffees.
Oh my God. I'd had a coffee, which did me no favours whatsoever. But I think I found it more nerve-wracking with the lives, because you're trying to do your thing, but you're reading the comments and you're
at
thinking, just
time.
Please someone say nothing negative. Please don't say anything negative.
Yeah.
You put a lot of pressure on yourself.
But then it's like, no one's going to say anything negative, but you tell yourself someone's going to say. And then it's like, your inner saboteur comes out and you're like, I ain't good. I've got to do this. Oh shit! I've
pressure
just done that.
Yeah, we're all human though, and I just think that. I mean, I definitely get nervous every time I pick up the camera. I mean, I haven't posted a video on YouTube for probably a month, and I've definitely got the fear of picking up that vlogging camera.
Yeah, coming back. Yeah,
and it's like the fear of being yourself, and it's like making sure you're like, because I'm all about authenticity and just being. So it's like that pressure of making sure that you are just representing your true self.
Yeah.
You just got to do it. It's because as soon as you click record and you start going, you're fine.
I know.
Do you have any sort of like, if you are nervous, do you have any ways of like calming yourself down almost? Do you have to have like a word with yourself?
A word with yourself.
Because Jules was saying this actually on the podcast. And she said when she goes to certain people's houses, or she's like, right, have a word with yourself.
They're just a person.
That,
knocking on Rosie Hunting from Whiteley's door. Yeah. Like.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how I would contain myself with that, but oh my gosh. Yeah, definitely just take yourself aside. Just give yourself a few little words.
Yeah.
Calm yourself down. Maybe put on a good tune that you really like. Get into a good headspace. Yeah. Sometimes you just need to reset that mind.
Yeah, definitely.
Mind spiral.
100%.
Come back.
So do you feel the YouTube, sorry, I couldn't get my words out then. The YouTube community, God, that was a tongue twister, is better than the Instagram, or is it a bit?
Do you know what? I always saw them as two separate things. Really, I always saw YouTube and Instagram as two separate. And then it wasn't until I was getting messages on Instagram saying, I found you through YouTube video and now I follow you here.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, it's really helped me, your videos. And now I can connect with you on a more regular day-to-day. I think Instagram is more instant. It's 24/7. It's their snapshots like all the time. Whereas YouTube is a little bit more, you film it, you put it up maybe a few days later. And it's more edited, I feel. And although I do feel like it's more personal.
I was gonna say
vlogs up.
If I was to follow someone on Instagram, I almost have that thought of, God, I'm looking at this amazing life. Yeah. Da, 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 da. And then I watch their vlog and then they've spilt a coffee.
Yeah.
Or done that and think,
exactly.
Oh, it's actually, you're normal. Like,
yeah, I've got vlogs where I've taken my grandma to the local pet shop to go
get the nanny involved.
Yeah, just like sharing when a client cancelled. And I'm sitting there like, right, well, I've got nothing to vlog now. I can't show you a set of nails because they've cancelled. Yeah. And just the real life of it, I think.
And I feel a lot of people on Instagram have that fear of like talking to the camera and stuff like that. Like, would you have any tips for anyone who has that fear? Because I know you don't like necessarily talking to the camera, Dan.
I can't bear it.
So have you got any tips for people that, because
come on,
scary.
Give me some tips.
So all I would say is probably, I should probably take my own advice sometimes, is just imagine like you're talking to someone, like we're talking to each other now, because that's all it really is. And people on the other side of the camera want to connect with you. They want that human interaction. So if you know that they're craving that and they want to talk to you and connect with you on that level, then it becomes slightly easier.
Yeah,
it's not
definitely.
Like people are going to be like, why is she talking on her Instagram? Yeah. No, they love, people love that. People love to see
love
the face
being
behind
nosy,
nails, you know?
Yeah.
Because you come across so confident. Mm. So you wouldn't ever, so you do get nervous then.
Oh my gosh, every day. Like, really? Even today, coming up on the train here, I haven't posted on Instagram for a while and it just hasn't like come naturally. So I never force it because it just doesn't come across right.
Yeah.
And I had a little bit of fit. I wanted to share a couple of things on my story and I was like, nervous.
A little belly roll.
Yeah. But don't you feel as well?
But to be fair, we obviously the same. Like, I was thinking, right, we're doing this today. Like,
you get a little bit.
Yeah, well, we always have like a little shake, like, oh, get the nerves gone as well. But I think there's definitely that thing when you haven't posted on Instagram, it's almost like your comeback has to be strong and stuff like that. And I always feel like I have to apologize for
sorry guys, I've been super busy.
Yeah, and it's like, why am I saying sorry? Like,
we just need to have a bit of confidence in ourselves.
Yeah, definitely.
Almost like a little bit of false confidence to get it going, and then you'll
make it till you make it, honey,
and then you'll be good.
Definitely.
So do you feel with having a presence on Instagram and showing your face, it definitely engages with like people? And you have to, someone said this to me before and I was like, oh, I just can't do it, but I'm getting better.
Yeah.
And I think, as you said, like, you've just got to just own it. And
I do think that it really massively benefits whether you're a nail tech, self-employed, working from home, a salon, a brand. Yeah. Like, showing that there are humans behind that, that it's not
so
just
true.
An automated message or a set of nails. People forget, and even when you show your face, people forget you're a human being. Yeah. I just think it connects on another level, and it puts trust into people that you're connecting with a human.
Because I think it's so sweet. I was on your Instagram for Nail Luxe and it was like a bit of a meet the team. And like, your mum works for you.
I know. She like, grandma does.
Yeah, she like,
she's so cute. So
imagine if she was like
she stamps
girl, like
nan on the gram.
Oh my gosh, don't. I literally came in the other day because, for those of you who don't know, Nails Luxe is based at my grandma's house. Like, Nails Luxe wouldn't be possible without my grandma.
We literally took over. You put a sign above the door.
She's got her own office downstairs now. I came in the other day, she's set up her, and she's like, look at my table, she's got all these, in boxes that she stamps all the boxes with the logo.
Oh.
So she sits there and stamps them all. She's literally precious and she loves it. She's like, I just like, I'm gonna do a bit of crochet and then I'm gonna stamp some boxes.
All of a sudden a little doily slips in one of the packages on the way out.
Imagine that. That's so sweet,
honestly.
Do you find like your family's a big support to you in like your brand? And
it just, Nails Luxe wouldn't be a thing if it wasn't for my family.
Really? Oh,
my
so nice.
Mum, my dad, my partner Nick, my grandma, my brother sometimes helps out when he feels like it. They are all so essential. And I've got Maisie as well, who's a family friend. She's on board with Nails Luxe. Without these people, it wouldn't be possible. It wouldn't be, if one of them dropped out, it just would fall apart.
The chain would break.
I'm so grateful to them and the support they give me and just the little team that we've got. It's so nice. When we're all there getting all like packing orders and stuff, it's such good vibes. Yeah.
Did I see your mum and Nick were helping you with your online course the other day?
Yeah.
Like, they were there. It was like literally like
they were
our team, our entourage.
Yeah.
Like,
I literally,
so
my mum asked me about it. She was like, am I going to be there for the day? Like, am I asking questions? I was like, yeah, of course. Come join.
She got your mum in.
I know.
She would have loved it.
Next week's guest.
Yeah, next week's guest.
She'll tell us all the truth though. She'll be like, that Izzy girl. Yeah. She gets the nanny involved. God, she knackers us.
No.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And talking about your boyfriend, congratulations. You've just bought a house with him.
I know.
How fun.
Oh my gosh, so surreal. It doesn't
How's
feel
it going?
Like. I mean, it's happening. It's a slow progress.
We
thought we'd move in April, bearing in mind it's verging on derelict, and now we're kind of re-gauging our expectations of maybe towards the end of the year. Yeah. But it's a house. It doesn't feel like we've actually got a house because obviously we're not living there yet. But it's really exciting to know that we're going to make it into our
You're
own.
Doing the total reno, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's like
literally, and
we'll scratch.
Probably do a lot of it ourselves and DIY a lot of it. Yeah. And I love all that. If I wasn't doing nails, I'd probably do interior design or something. So
I was going to say, you'll have all your nail art, yeah. Sort of like you have a mural on the wall that you've painted yourself in.
So excited.
Do you? Would you put a nail room in there?
Maybe. I'm not sure where or how. There's some like old outbuildings outside of the toilet in. Maybe
listen, working from the garden is great.
Yeah, exactly. Take some inspo.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, it's maybe. So good. That's amazing. And is that like, has that been always like a goal for you? Like you're doing this to get a house. Like this must be a massive achievement for you.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely is. I definitely wasn't doing nails for that in particular. I was more so... I don't know, for me, I just knew from when I was young, like my mum was a massive inspiration. She's a hairdresser. She works from, well, she was mobile. Yeah, so this little studio that we work in now is at my parents' house. Aww. And my mum does hair in there.
That's why
nails.
She needed them nail brushes, because the hair dryers.
I know.
It's everywhere.
Blowing them away all the time.
The nail bucks was created. Yeah, no, it's good. So yeah, it kind of started being inspired by my mum and being like, I want to own my own business. I want to do my own thing. And then it spiraled from there. And I just want to be able to create a life for my family that I maybe don't have and the family that I do have and support them and give back for all the support that they give me. Honestly.
Yeah, definitely. And don't you also have a camper van?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I think I just like to just dip
up,
in and out of things. And
yeah. It's that word, isn't it? It's like you like to make things look all new again.
Definitely. I just love it. Just exploring new things.
How many? So you're obviously still doing clients though.
Yeah, I still have some clients.
Mm-hmm. Some.
Some. Mm-hmm. Some.
So what does day-to-day look like for you now?
Oh my gosh. I feel like every week is completely different.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Some weeks I probably don't have more than 3 clients in a day now.
Yeah.
I used to do 8-9 a day, which was a lot for me, but it started taking a toll on my body. And by the time I was probably like 23, like I was getting pain in my wrist and my hand.
Oh,
I was like,
really?
How am I going to continue to do this for
X amount of years?
Yeah. I'm going to be 26 in a month or two. I'm not sure. When am I going to be 26?
When
in May?
Born? Yeah.
But I just thought, oh my gosh. So doing nails is, definitely starting to take a toll on the body. So now I do max of 3 a day, which is good for me. When I get to that point, it starts a little bit get a bit achy, but an everyday day, maybe some product development and some creative brainstorming for nails luxe.
Amazing.
Maybe a client and then maybe teaching, doing like a one-to-one or amazing. Like working on a masterclass.
Nice. So would you say you've got quite a good work-life balance now, or do you feel like you still have like
wild? I'm working on it. Okay, I'm working. Yeah. Isn't everyone?
So we all try.
True.
I'm working on it. I definitely think this year was my year for getting everything organized, getting more of a system in place, and not a strategy, but just getting boundaries set and all those things to realize, hang on a minute, what are we actually doing this for? Like, why do we do our jobs for what? I want to spend time with my family. I want to travel in that camper van that we made.
Definitely.
I was just about to ask, like, what do you want to achieve in that? Like, as you say, like being more with your family, maybe more time with your dog.
Yeah, traveling with me.
Oh, how is the dog?
She's good. She's an absolute devil.
Stupid devil. Is it true that the Navy tool Beatrice was named after?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so funny.
It was
so
either going to be Beatrice, my dog, or Brenda, my grandma.
No. So.
Beatrice won.
I love you.
Sorry, Nan. Sorry, Nan.
That's amazing. So tell me more about, you've just done that now, Evelation? Was it? No,
Elevation.
Yeah, there we go. How was that?
Yeah, oh my gosh. That was out of this world. The people that were on it were so inspiring in themselves. We kind of, because it was all via Zoom, so I didn't see anyone the whole day.
Yeah.
And then right at the end, everyone turned their cameras on.
I see that.
Yeah.
So I thought they was with you. Obviously, they were with you the whole time.
Yeah.
I was like, imagine all them little faces. Just like,
I know. I just I couldn't see. I only had the screen where I could see my face. And Nick was on the computer, like, if anyone had any problems, like, replying to them. And I couldn't see anyone. Right at the end, they all turned their cameras on. And I went round and saw them. And I got all emotional.
Aww. Yeah.
Because it's just this community is just amazing, and
it is,
we can all make such a difference just by sharing knowledge and helping each other.
Definitely.
And as it's just amazing.
Said before, I feel like more people are being more
community over
competition.
And
definitely
and
as well to keep pushing that as well.
But also I think it's great that people like you and people doing the live mask are willing to actually share their tips and tricks, because a lot of people are like,
so many people don't, they hold back on the name of colors or how they do a certain technique,
which I get to a point if someone's literally gonna do everything, and maybe if there is one thing that you keep to yourself but then you share 10 other things, do you know what I mean? But
well, I think at the end of the day it's a bit like we've all got value, we've all got something to share, and I think if you've learned something, if you've got a niche, you've got an industry, you've got something to share and be able to give people, and that is literally why I started Instagram and YouTube, to share my journey, and I've done that from day one, so for me it's always come natural, it's just what I've done. So to expand on it and actually create, because this is the first virtual event that I've created, so I created an ebook. I've never created an ebook before. Oh my gosh, I got so carried away. For days I spent typing away, like adding just as much, like trying to pour out as much information as I could to give as much value as I could.
Definitely,
because you sent out like a little goodie box
I just want everyone to feel special. They kind of, the postman, some postmans take a while to deliver things, so some people got it before, some people got it after, but
I think what was so amazing about you, I feel like everything that you kind of do always has that personal touch, and it's always like you've gone above and beyond for everything, like even in your little nail lacks and the little bracelet with your name on it, or
really cute.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like having that little kit and stuff like that. I think it's so, I think you've done an amazing job with being authentic to you and doing that, and like
I think it makes a difference.
Well done, you.
Round of applause. Come on, everyone.
Well done, you is definitely.
I think it makes, I just think it makes a difference. Like, as I said, I'm a nail tech, I do nails, and that's how I started off, and now I'm kind of winging it, but I think I knew the kind of importance of how it made you feel special when you opened that box and you had that experience, and everyone should have that experience and be made to feel that way. And
nice,
definitely. Right, well, we've got a little game, we've got a little quick fire round you, so we're just gonna ask you 10 questions, quick answers. We want to see what real is.
Ready for this?
So describe yourself in one word.
Oh my gosh, crazy.
Who do you text the most?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. Probably Nick, but probably my friend Tiffany as well. A lot of people.
What's your favourite swear word?
Shit.
I thought that was coming in.
Yeah.
Is your bed made right now?
No.
I'm not going to lie.
What's your hidden talent / party trick?
Well, I've learned to crochet, so I can crochet. My mum's got me on the bang wagon.
Finish the phrase. The weight of my heart is
chocolate.
Oh, love that. If your dog could talk, what would they say about you?
Oh my gosh, probably that my mum's an absolute nutcase and someone save me.
Get me out of the RSPCA. What was your last Google search?
Oh my gosh, shall I actually get my phone up and find out?
Yeah, go on then.
Stop. I don't even know. I'm going to be so embarrassed now.
I'm actually quite worried at what mine was.
Oh, the train from where I left to here. Boring.
That's so funny. And who's your biggest inspiration?
Oh my gosh, I have so many inspirations. My mum, Amy Guy, who created the Nail Tech Org, Rebecca, who owns Navy, the guys at Hona that created Hona, Selena Ryden, she was my OG inspiration for nails. Oh my God, there's so many. I couldn't.
Not low.
Yeah, I just could, like,
like an Oscar speech. Yeah.
Thank you.
And what is your biggest tip you would give to someone?
Be yourself. You are the only you that there is. Be you, be true to yourself, and just, keep your pathway, your vision, your journey in your back of your head at all times. And just, if it resonates with that, then go for it.
Yeah.
It is.
So inspirational.
Love that.
But no, it's been amazing having you on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Want to thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. It's been lovely. I don't want to leave.
We're going to go get some grub now. So yes.
I'm thinking about the food.
Definitely.
Honestly, wait for the food.
And we just want to thank you all for listening to our weekly digital download. We have been your hosts, Faye and Danny. If you liked this week's episode, make sure to follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and leave a cheeky little review. And for all updates and behind the scenes action, follow us on Instagram @TheBeautyDownload.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Bye-bye.